For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. The field is set for this year's political races in Kentucky. Teachers are hopeful that a good showing during state house primary elections will lead to more success in the fall. And all eyes will be on Kentucky this year to watch the congressional race between retired fighter pilot Amy McGrath and incumbent Congressman Andy Barr. Capitol reporter Rylan Barton has this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
When legislators voted to make changes to state worker pensions earlier this year, teachers and other public employees warned they'd remember in November during massive protests in Frankfort. But it didn't take that long to see the backlash spill out in local elections. Nowhere was that backlash seen more clearly than on Tuesday when math teacher Travis Brenda unseated Representative Jonathan Schell, a rising star among state House Republicans.
They keep saying that it's to try to save money, to save the pension. They keep saying that there are structural issues. It's not a structural issue. It's a funding issue.
Brenda had never run for office before, but decided to throw his hat in the ring when leaders of the Republican-led legislature started talking about reducing pension benefits for state employees. Schell is one of the legislators who helped craft the new pension law. He's also just 30 years old and was in charge of recruiting candidates during the last round of elections when Republicans took control of the House for the first time in nearly a century. Brenda is one of a handful of Republican candidates who ran against how members of their own party have handled the pension issue and other education matters. Another, Ohio County School Superintendent Scott Lewis, won the Republican nomination for the 14th District in Western Kentucky.
People have asked me, you know, why are teachers so angry now? Well, you know, it's been building for the last several years, but I think this year topped it off with just maybe, again, the rhetoric coming from the governor's office.
Of the 20 teacher candidates who had contested primaries this week, 12 ended up advancing. Democrats hope the strong showing of educators will be part of a larger movement against Republicans who currently dominate the legislature. And in Congress, national Democrats have their eye on Representative Andy Barr's seat as one that might flip in their favor.
Can you believe this?
This week, retired Marine fighter pilot Amy McGrath won a six-way primary for the right to challenge Barr during the general election. During her victory speech, McGrath went after Barr for his opposition to Obamacare.
We have a representative, Andy Barr, who is enthusiastically trying to take health care and health insurance away from a quarter million Kentuckians.
And after Barr won his own primary election, during an interview on KET, he said he's looking forward to running a campaign that touts tax cuts and President Trump's pro-growth agenda.
I think that's what the constituents of the 6th Congressional District care about. Are we caring for them? Are we representing them? Are we advocating for them? And if we do that, the politics will take care of itself.
The 6th District is one of the few true swing districts in the country. It switched between Republican and Democratic control several times over the last few decades. Barr has represented the district since 2013, even though it has about 93,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans. Meanwhile, Governor Bevin was in New York City on primary day. He made an appearance on Fox and Friends, where he said that Kentuckians don't care about the investigations involving President Donald Trump.
Out in Kentucky, what are people talking about? Are they talking about Stormy Daniels? Are they talking about her lawyer? Are they talking about Russia collusion? What's the topic?
They really don't care. I tell you, I mean, I was asked this about the Washington Post. I hate to name them by name, but people don't read that. They don't care what is said in that periodical. They just don't.
Bevin still hasn't announced whether he's running for re-election, but his campaign sent out a fundraising email this week. The next gubernatorial contest is in 2019. That's it for your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Rylan Barton.